Welcome back, you guys. Episode 108 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning. I'm Matt. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a good week. It's been a good one, you guys, thankfully. So, welcome to 2020. It's a new year. And, I feel like it's a new year, you guys. I feel definitely refreshed and, just like all of that stuff that was frustrating me in December is behind me now. So that's great. So, yeah, so I did. I had a really good week, you guys. This week, like I said, started a new year. And so I made a few changes, small changes, but it's been great. I've been feeling good. So, yeah, so this week for me was pretty mellow. I did work Monday and Tuesday, finished out my little boat project. That was nice to get that wrapped up. It was nice to work with those guys again. I hadn't been in that shop for a while, and nice to get out of the big shop where I'd been beating my head against the wall for months and get back to the little one and work with just a couple guys and a little more craftsman. We slow down a little bit and craftsman style, and it's really nice. So that was enjoyable, and I sure do cherish my friends there. That shop, the owner is the fellow who's pretty much zero carb as well, and his wife has Crohn's, and she's, over the past few years, again, you know, my journey really helped kick it off for them. I showed him what I was doing. He was able to actually beat a lifetime of candida. That's actually a really great success story. Now, he didn't do it just with zero carb, but zero carb played a key role. He had had really bad candida for 20 years, bad. His nails and skin were just always cracked on his hands and fingers, to the point where it was really affecting his work, and it had just always been there. He tried pretty much everything under the sun, had never gotten it beat, and then he experimented with zero carb a few years ago, after we, talked about it, and it started to get better, but then in conjunction with a powerful prescription medication, he was able to beat it entirely. So he said that it was the prescription medication and zero carb, but neither on their own had done it. He'd tried both. And what was really interesting was that when he was on the prescription medication, he cheated a couple times, really small slip-ups on zero carb. What did he tell me he did? He went on vacation and he had like a fruity drink. And there was another episode some other time with something similar. And in both instances, within a week or so, he started to see little ringlets, little circles underneath his skin, the beginnings of infection coming back. But as long as he went back to zero carb, he was able to get it completely out of his system. He assumes he still has it, but he has no symptoms. So that's great. Anyways, that was really great to get back there and work with those guys and see his progress and really nice. So a good slow start to the week, and then we had the New Year's. I didn't do anything. I just stayed home and stayed in the moment. I just tried really hard to be here now. That's kind of what I've been focused on, like I said I was going to do last week. And that was, that's been great for me, you guys, to kind of get back to my routine and slow down. So I did. I started the New Year with a workout and some yoga and kind of wrote down my goals for my next 90 days. And a big part of that was getting back to my routine about taking care of me and prioritizing my health. You know, it's funny, I stopped working, you know, 2 or 3 years ago so I could focus on this stuff. And it really, that's really what it took to get myself put back together and healthy enough to where I could work again. And it's easy to forget that. And so I think in these last few months I was working away, and I had put work as the top goal on my goal sheet because I wanted to make hay while the sun shines and take advantage of this opportunity. And in hindsight, I think that was a mistake. I need to remember that my number one priority is my health, and because it makes a difference. I when I focus on my health and my routine, I perform exponentially better. So anyways, that's what I did. I started on Wednesday morning there on the new year, and I just sort of said, all right, we're slowing down, we're going to focus, and I did a little more work through the week. I did some design work for my fourth customer. Actually, I worked for all four customers this week, And then I did some, went and visited my new boats that are starting up. They're already started, and they're probably going to be ready for me this coming week for my, I have next, the two big boats that are kind of the big things on my calendar. Probably will keep me busy through May, and then I'm going to try not to take any work after that for a little while. Take a break. So I'm looking forward to starting on them. That's another fun shop to work at that I haven't been in for a little while since last spring. I guess I worked a little there in the fall. But at any rate, it was a good week. Quite a bit of work, but nice and spread out, and a lot of variety, and mostly just me having a much better mental attitude and having some time to focus on my routine and myself. So I've been feeling good. From a zero carb perspective, you guys, I had a really great week. I did something, and you're going to laugh, and Robin, you're definitely going to laugh. But as, you know, to start off the new year, last year, Mike, you did Week of Beef Only. I think maybe you're kicking off something like that again this year to help all the newbies for World Carnivore Month, since it's January. But I did. I sort of pulled back, and I dropped my bacon, which I've been eating pretty regularly for, probably since the fall, it seems like. I'd have to go back and watch, but it's been quite a while of pretty regular bacon ingestion, and I've known for, you know, ever that bacon comes with compromises, and I was eating it and accepting those compromises, but, you know, it'd become pretty insidious. It had really been a, you know, regular part of my meals there for months now. And so I did. I dropped the bacon at the beginning of this week. I think I had my last bacon meal. I think I did actually do it on the new year just because that's how it ended up with what I had cooked and not frozen and needed to be eaten. So I think I ate my last bacon Tuesday night or maybe even Wednesday morning, some leftovers. So that's been now 3 or 4 days without bacon. 3, 4, whatever. And what a difference. I'm such an idiot. So I feel tons better. I mean, my stomach just way less gurgles, way less liquid when I use the restroom. And yeah, just feeling more solid overall. So it's only a few days in. I'm definitely going to do this all month, and I will probably do this my whole life. I will, I'm sure, continue to eat bacon, but I don't think I'll let it slip back into my daily routine again. That seems like it was probably a mistake. Although, however many months of that, 4 or 5 months, and I didn't really slip too far backwards. But December was pretty rough for me. You know, my mental state was not great, and there was a lot of extenuating circumstances to bring that on. But I gotta tell you, culminating with that, getting sick on Christmas and then coming home and having my mental state really deteriorate, that really sort of illustrated that, you know, I need to remember how closely tied my mental state is to my physical, and that if mentally I'm not doing so great, there probably is an external cause, an internal cause, as it were, you know, something in with to do with my diet and some minor inflammation or something. And sure enough, as soon as I dropped the bacon, I mean, like I said, I'm coming off some sick events and some extenuating circumstances. So I definitely, once I cleared up that sickness I had from Christmas, as I talked about last week, I was already feeling better, but I do, I just feel much clearer, much more stable, much less depressed. Not that I was before, like I talked about, but, you know, I was feeling the beginnings of the downward pull. And as soon as I got out of the bacon and got myself kind of centered here again, I just instantly sort of felt clear-headed. And I'm feeling really positive. I'm really looking forward to these future coming months. I was so upset about being here and being stuck here for the winter, and I'm doing fine now. I feel just great. I don't know if you can hear it. It's absolutely just hammering rain outside. Probably like it will get an inch of rain today at least, probably more. And it's just about snow. It's just 36 out there or whatever. So it's hitting my roof as kind of hail and slush. And I think it's going to get colder during the week, so we might end up with some snow, which I'd look forward to. But at any rate, it's just been sort of a wet, hasn't been cold. It's been kind of a warm, wet winter so far. And you know, I feel fine. I wasn't excited about being here this winter, but I'm ready for the next few months. I got some good projects in my cap to take me, you know, keep me busy, and yeah, I'm feeling fine. And that's really more than anything, it's just a testament to my mental state, which I think is a result of my diet and, you know, stripping things back and getting back to just my beef and water, really. So this week I've been eating just beef and water. I've been doing my ground beef, and I've been mixing in some of my ribeye, and I still do cut my ribeye like bacon. I cut it really thin and fry it up, and then I chop that up and mix that in with my ground beef. Usually maybe about a pound of ribeye to 2 pounds of ground beef. It seems like I'm eating about that every day. So there's that. And so been feeling good. And so that brings me back to, well, I wanted to thank you guys for all your comments, giving me support through my difficult time last month. I feel sort of childish because I didn't really have much to be struggling with, but I was struggling, and I think that's important for me to remember that how closely that's tied to how, you know, how I'm feeling and what I'm eating and all that. So I definitely feel a lot better now, but thank you guys. You guys made a lot of really, really wise comments that gave me great insight and gave me a lot of food for thought. So thank you so much for all that. And been thinking a lot about my medical stuff and what I'm going to do next. And I haven't really come to an ultimate decision. I'm just sort of compiling some notes. You know, a lot of you have suggested some various other YouTubers and doctors to reach out to. And like I said, I don't see much value there until I do the tests that they all promote. So they all share what their methods are, you know, working with customers and what the tests are that they suggest those people get. And so I still haven't done those tests. So I can definitely do those before I reach out to those people. And then I'd have results. And then if I need more help interpreting them, then it would be a time to reach out to some of those folks. So I still have, still compiling a list of tests, and I'm still not sure what I'm going to do. I guess it really depends on how I'm feeling. And, you know, I may just put all this medical stuff behind me for a little while and go on with living my life. But we'll see. Something I want to go back to is, you know, when I started this zero carb, I still feel the same way. And I'd like to just go back, you know, I need to remember that I was pretty sure, you know, I was diagnosed, with Crohn's and that what I was experiencing here was basically zero carb eating as a therapy for Crohn's, which will basically eliminate, you know, most of the symptoms, but it won't ever get rid of it entirely. And that seems to be the case even talking to other folks I know who have Crohn's and who have been zero carb for a long time. They wean themselves down on their medication. Some of them even get completely off of it. But they always know that they have Crohn's. They always have some urgency or some loose stools or things like that. And so, you know, I need to remember that is how I felt my situation was when I started this, and that's still the situation now. And so while it's tempting to go look for other causes or other remedies or whatever, I think that, I believe that the reality is that this might be as good as it gets for me, and that those doctors don't hold any other deeper answers. That might not be true, and I'm open to that as well. But at the same time, I'm not really interested in spending years of my life chasing my tail to find out that this is as good as it gets. And this is pretty good. It's much better than it's ever been. So I don't know. Those are just my thoughts. I'm not, you know, I know some of you are advocates for pushing hard to seek answers. And some of you, seem to, concur with that last, my summary there that I've done a lot and that the progress I've made is, I need to recognize it and, you know, maybe, well, whatever. So that's where I'm at right now with that. That's how I'm feeling. I do have my Dr. Whiteman in March. And so, you know, I've got some time to come up with some more resources and ideas and see what's next. So anyways, I'm feeling good and I'm not concerned about that at all. There's my roof leaking on my stove. You can hear that. It's just absolutely hammering out there. It's kind of a nice stormy day, windy. So I'm going to settle in and I'm just going to do some more resting and relaxing. Going to watch my Seahawks today. wish they'd won last week, but we're still in it, so that's exciting. So I think I'm just going to chill and get ready for this week. This week coming up, I am probably going to have a little bit of time to take care of some stuff around here and then probably get started on my big boat projects that should keep me busy. So one other thing I'd like to do, I'm going to try, we'll see, I might try and go up to the mountains and go snowboarding this year. I think I've talked about it in the past, it was my identity for over 20 years, and I haven't done it for a long time. I don't think it's been 10 years, but it's been close to that. And so I'm just like going surfing last year when I got in my car, I went to California, I'm going to try and rekindle that a little bit. It's too expensive and too far away and for me to really seriously rekindle it, and I'm not really interested. I don't think my body can handle it at a regular on a regular basis anymore, but I definitely want to go. So I'm going to try and find some time to go for a couple days. We'll see if it works out, but that's something I'm kind of looking forward to. I've got a few loose ends to tie up before that, but that's kind of my coming goals. I'm going to stay focused on beef and water, stay focused on my health, prioritize my routine, and focus a little bit on getting some work done and a little bit on having some fun. So those are my goals for the next 90 days. Hey, buddy. And that's it. So I think I'm going to let you guys go. It's kind of, I got a late start today. It's after 8 now, 8:10, and I'm going to relax in this storm, sit by my fire, and just get ready for another great week. So hope you guys have a great week. Hope you make some progress. As always, you guys, thank you so much for all your questions and comments, for listening and watching. And yeah, I will check in with you guys next week, and we'll see where we're at. All right, you guys, have a great week. Thanks again. See ya.